Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. For a long time now, you've been looking forward to the day when you can enjoy wonderful Kroger Tender Ray Beef again. And we certainly hope that soon you'll be able to get all you want of those famous fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beefsteaks and roasts. Yes, it may be that in the near future your wish will come true. But Kroger Tender Ray beef will continue to remain scarce for the immediate present, because the top grades of grain-fattened cattle used for this exclusive Kroger feature are so hard to get. And right there is one of the reasons why Kroger Tender Ray beef is always so fresh-tasting, so tender, so juicy. You see, only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle are used for Kroger Tender Ray beef. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. And it's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of savory juices. That's why no other beef so fresh can be so tender. But until the day rolls around when you can get Kroger Tender Ray beef once more, keep this thought in mind. The beef that you do get at your neighborhood Kroger store is the very best beef that's available on the market today. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Professor Rogers casually mentioned that there was a rather ragged-looking man standing on the corner near Penny's house, Freddy suddenly decided to go for a walk. Penny and the professor agree that Freddy's actions had nothing to do with the stranger on the corner, but as Freddy walks down the street...
Hiya, Freddy.
Hey, look, Carver. What are you hanging around here for?
I got my reasons. Don't stop at talking. We keep going.
You bet I'll keep going. And you get out of this neighborhood, you hear?
Now tell me what to do, punk. Turn in the alley up ahead of you. I want to talk to you.
Nothing doing.
I said I want to talk to you.
Okay. Okay.
Back farther in the alley. It's too light here.
Yeah, I sure don't want to be seen talking with you.
Yeah? Well, maybe I don't want to be seen with you neither. Got a great rep in this town. All right, it's dark enough back here.
Well, what do you want?
Just want to talk to you.
Is that why you've been hanging around Gibbsy's house?
Yeah. I want to say that you don't go talking to people that ain't healthy for you to talk to.
But I ain't talking to no one. And I don't want to talk to you.
You'll talk to me when I tell you to, see?
Get your hands off me, Bill.
Sure, sure. Just want you to remember what I can do to you with a couple of doubled-up fists. Remember that time back in New York when you thought you'd had enough of the gang?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, well, remember I gave you such a beating some of the gang thought you'd stop breathing?
Sometimes I wish I had,
Well, too. You sure are gonna wish you had if you forget I'm around and don't do what I tell you.
You ain't gonna stay around Rossville, are you?
You bet I am. As long as you carry a wad of dough around with you once in a while.
Well, I ain't carrying no more dough with me. Except the dough I get paid for working at Billings' place. And that ain't enough for you to steal. I'll give that to you.
Nah, I don't want no nickels and dimes. And anybody that pays you and anything bigger ain't getting his money's worth. Now, look. You carrying more dough for that guy soon?
No, I ain't. And if I do, you're never going to know about it.
I found out who was carrying that $300 to Carson Village, didn't I?
Yeah. How'd you do it?
Never mind how I did it. I got brains, see? That's why the rest of the gang is in jail and you got a suspended sentence. And no cop in the country ever heard about me.
Yeah. But a cop will one of these days.
What do you mean by that?
Phil, no, cut it out. Cut it out. You're busting my arm.
I'll bust your scrawny neck if you make a crack like that again.
I didn't mean nothing, Phil. Honest.
Okay. You just better hope you didn't.
Yeah.
Part of the reason I wanted to see you is I want you to forget I swiped that $300 off you.
Well, I won't tell nobody, Bill.
Well, I just want to make sure. No tricks of any kind either, see? Because I'm way ahead of you. I found out you was carrying a wad of dough for that guy Billings. I found out you was carrying it in the Gibbs dame's car. So I was waiting in the back of the car when you drove it off, and you didn't know nothing about it. You still don't know how I found you or what you was doing. So don't try any tricks, see, because I'll find out all about them. You get me?
Yeah, sure.
That's fine. Now, look. I got a nice little job all working out here. A store that's a soft touch. But I'm going to need help.
You ain't going to get it from me.
Oh, ain't I?
No, let go. No, Bill, don't. You're going to break that arm off.
You're going to do what I tell you?
I ain't going to rob no store.
Then you ain't going to do nothing. Oh, why? Get up, you little runt.
No.
I didn't hit you hard enough to knock you down.
Look, why don't you pick on somebody somewhere near your size, huh?
Maybe because I'd rather knock you around and see you bounce. Now, you going to go in on this job with me?
No.
Oh, no.
Bill, ain't your fist rough enough on a guy? You got a kick?
Yeah, if it takes a kick to boot some sense into you, you going in with me?
Look, why don't you just leave me alone? I'm trying to stay on the level.
You're going in with me.
Can't you see I'm in with a bunch of okay people now? Can't you let a guy live on the square
look,
when he
you
gets
you want a kick in the face this time?
No, Bill, no, please don't.
Okay. Now, I'm figuring to rob that store tomorrow night. Are you win?
Bill, would you scram out of town then and leave me alone?
I don't know. Depends on how big a tank there is in this job tomorrow night. Are you in, or am I going to have to leave you here? And...
No, Bill, please, don't. Lay you off, I'm in.
Atta, pal. That's using your head.
Yeah, for a battering ram. Look, this job, does it got to be tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night. Meet me at the river under the bridge.
Okay. What time?
11 o'clock. And be there, see? Or I'll look up this Gibbs dame you do so much talking about and maybe fix her so she won't be so pretty no more.
Benny?
I'm in here, Suzanne, in the living room.
Oh, do you mind if I come in and sit with you a little while?
No, darling, not at all.
Well, I thought Professor Rogers was here.
He was. He left just a few minutes ago.
Well, that's good. Penny, I'm not feeling well.
Suzanne, what's wrong?
I don't know. Not the baby. In my head. I feel very light.
Look, maybe you better lie down for a while.
I've been lying down upstairs, but it does no good. I'm very dizzy when I lie down.
You think I should call a doctor?
Maybe a little later, not just now.
All right. I'll call Pat then.
Oh, no, Penny, don't. This is one of his few nights at the club. I wouldn't like to upset it. Perhaps if we just sit here and talk, I shall feel better.
All right. You're sure I should... Pat, is that you?
No, Gypsy. It's just me, Freddy.
Oh, did you have a nice walk?
Yeah, I did. It was okay. I think I'll go upstairs and toss the body into the sack if it's okay with you.
All right, Freddy.
Hey, Mrs. Gibbs. What's the matter with you, huh? Well, you look as white as a bunch of unbaked dough.
I'm not feeling well at the moment, Freddy, but I'll be all right in a little while.
Hey, look, maybe it's time for the kid to get here, huh? Don't you dames feel
no,
a little
No, it's
kinda...
a little early for the baby yet, Freddy.
Oh, yeah, well, excuse me. I'm sorry, Mrs. G. I didn't mean nothing.
It's quite all right, Freddy. I think I just did a little too much work today. Perhaps after I've rested.
Hey, look, I got an idea, Mrs. G. Now, me and Gibbsy, we made you feel pretty okay with a hunk of music once before, and maybe we can do it again, huh?
Well, that would be lovely, Freddy. I'd like that.
Okay. You feel like wobbling a little bit, Gibbsy?
Well, Suzanne'd like it.
Oh, yes, Penny, please do.
All right. Look, I'll tell you what. Let's have a regular concert. Freddy, you play something first, and then I'll
Oh, sing. No. You ain't going to get me to do no solo, Gypsy.
Oh, come on, Freddy.
Please, Freddy, I would like that. The music would last longer.
With me doing a solo? Uh-uh. You won't want to hear no more music after that. Come on, Gypsy. Loosen up the pipes and...
Freddy, I'd like it very much if you would play the piano for me. And alone.
Oh, what's the use? I would open my big mouth and say, let's have some music, huh? Well, okay, you two, but it ain't going to be good.
Oh, Freddy, you can do better than that.
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, how's this?
Oh, this'll be swell. Again.
You sure are a glutton for punishment, Gibbsy.
Oh, golly, if you call this punishment.
Hey, Gibbsy, look. Look at Mrs. G there. She's passed out.
I was watching you so closely, I didn't even see it.
Hey, Mrs. G. Mrs. G.
No,
come
Freddy,
on,
wait a minute.
Out.
Don't move it just yet.
But she's lying in such a crazy way. It looks like she...
No, she's just fainted, Freddy. Wait a minute. She's coming to. Pat.
Oh, look, can't we move her now? It looks like she hurts the way
no.
she...
No. Freddy, my head. Your head, Suzanne. My head.
Gosh, Mrs. G, is my music so...
Freddy, help me get her into a comfortable position. I think it'll be all right.
Yeah, sure.
Here. There you are.
Hey, that's better, huh?
Yeah, that's better for now. I think we better get a doctor for her, and quickly.
What has happened to Suzanne? Is she dangerously ill? And will her illness give Freddy a legitimate excuse not to join his friend to rob the store tomorrow night? Or will the friend hold Freddy to his promise, and Suzanne's illness mean not only trouble for Suzanne, but for all the Gibbs household? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. You know, wishes sometimes do have a way of coming true. And it's very possible that in the near future, you'll get your wish for the return of famous Kroger Tenderay beef. We hope that soon these wonderfully fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beefsteaks and roasts will be plentiful. Until then, don't forget that Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. And don't forget this either. Your Kroger store offers you a wonderful selection of fine meats, seafood with a rich ocean fresh flavor, and real country-tasting poultry. And all at thrifty prices. So for the finest in food, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.